On Saturday, the CEO of the Yothu Yindi Foundation, Denise Bowden, also addressed the gathering at the 25th Garma Festival. Here's what she had to say.
Wow. Look at these numbers here at Garma this year. Incredible. Very nice to see you all. Ladies and gentlemen, special guests, friends and family, I want to welcome you today to this, the 25th anniversary of the Garma Festival. I acknowledge all of the Yolngu people, past and present, who have contributed to making this event what it is today. The founders gave us the vision for Garma, and since then, so many extraordinary and determined people have brought the festival into an event that is enjoyed by all throughout Australia and the world. The Garma stamp is now an important part of the cultural, political and economic life of our great Australian nation. We owe everything to the grace and determination of the people who have spent a quarter of a century bringing two worlds together. And we must celebrate this success, and I honour the work of everyone who has contributed to Garma, especially our elders who guide our work. Yet despite the success that you see around us here during your short stay on Gumatj country, you will leave behind a world that remains in crisis mode. On Tuesday, we will return to a life dominated by the simple fact that Aboriginal people in remote areas of Australia are the most marginalised people in the country, if not the world. I'm not going to read out and recite all of the dreadful statistics that talk about ill health, incarceration and suffering of Aboriginal and Islander people in this country. We've become numb to this data and immune to the horrors that lie in the statistics. But I do choose to highlight two statistics that concern the health of our people and the alarming incarceration rates facing us. Rheumatic heart disease, or RHD, is an entirely preventable disease that is joined at the hip with poverty and third world conditions. It burdens the person who carries it, burdens their family beyond belief. Rheumatic heart disease is here, present in Arnhem Land. In a study of 613 children at Maningrida in 2018, 5.2% of children had RHD, and an additional 2.8% had borderline RHD. From this data, the Medical Journalist of Australia estimates that 1 in 10 young people in Maningrida has RHD. That is the highest ever recorded rate in the world for RHD. Not even in sub-Saharan Africa is there a higher rate of RHD. And it certainly does not exist in the non-Aboriginal community. Imagine if it did. Imagine if you were a parent of that child that went to school and returned to tell you they had RHD. It's a most terrible thought, a nightmare for any parent, and it's a nightmare endured by parents in regional Aboriginal communities every day. The other statistic concerns the Northern Territory's incarceration rates. The incarceration rate in the NT is 1,238 per 100,000 people. Worldwide, my home state is second only to El Salvador, where the rate is 1,659. In Australia, the Northern Territory's incarceration rate is three times greater than next worst placed Western Australia. This is a crisis that was decades in the making and is getting worse, not better. We know that this problem is related to systemic failures right throughout the systems of government, and that only when those structural issues are solved will a dysfunction that leads to incarceration improve. We know individuals must also take responsibility, but these are very confronting statistics and they must give us all pause for thought. This really hurts me to read these things out, as much as it's very hard for you to comprehend what those statistics mean in real life. It hurts because I know the damage that is being done, not just to the lives of my family and friends, but to the societies that own this land and form part of the ancient DNA of this nation. When a man dies young, when a woman dies of RHD, when a child is incarcerated, such profound and terrible harm is done to that individual and the society around them. These acts eat into and erode the fabric of the world that is on here, displayed at Garma. It is a destructive tide that keeps breaking in on Aboriginal people. And if we do not stem this tide of history, it will do its work and wash away the ancient knowledge and the ceremonies and traditions that keep the world in balance and give us hope. This is truly a terrible thought, and would be the greatest of tragedies for all concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to repeat myself. I'm about to repeat every young leader that has ever had the chance to speak into the ear of government. The status quo is not acceptable. The established system of government administration, no matter how hard it says it tries, is just not closing the gap. That much we can all agree on. There are good intentions and what is described as hard work, but without crunching systemic change, there will be no betterment. For decades, WOAF has argued that the closing the gap statistics reflect a fundamental failure in the structure of the Australian federal system, starting with the way the Commonwealth works and running down to the states and government and territories. Our people suffer because of these failures of governance that are imposed upon us. I repeat, reform the way money is paid via the GST formulas. I repeat, reform the way the states and territories spend the money. I repeat, stop treating the needs of an Aboriginal person in Parkville or Manuka like they are the same needs of an Aboriginal person at Papunya or Wadair. That's a fraud on the nation. Stop urban priorities dominating the agenda over the needs of the bush. Bite the bullet and join with us to fix this blight on the nation, Prime Minister. Keep coming back to Garma. Stay firm. Keep working with us. History tells us that the Australian system of government works beyond the control of Aboriginal people. Return the power to the leaders. Allow us to take control of the situation that impacts us. As I said last year at this forum, don't be fooled by the beauty of Garma. The day-to-day life of Yolngu people remains forever challenging. It's exhausting. It's soul-crushing. Now, if you didn't hear Michael Yunupingal speak yesterday, do yourself a favour. Go listen to it online. Think about his words, because he's a young man who has accepted the lifelong commission given to him by his grandfathers. Like his parents, he knows that the heartbeat of Garma lies in the challenge to reconcile this past with the reality of the present. Because none of us here are powerless, the founders of Garma refused to accept that they were powerless despite all that was thrown at them. The Dilla Council refused to accept that its leaders are powerless. The clans and tribes throughout the north and the centre do not accept that they are powerless. Those of us with strength left and with enough power in our hands need to make the sacrifice of leadership and address these issues. To accept that we are powerless is the lowest form of defeat. We are not powerless, we are powerful. And the future is in our hands. That is what Garma is about, the future. And after 25 years, let us commit to remaining true to the cause of the founders, to look up to our future. If I could finish by thanking each and every one of you for your support of this event, many of you over years and decades, I want to give special thanks to the Prime Minister, who has come here year after year, both in opposition and in government. And I want to thank the cabinet ministers and elected representatives at all levels who have come to Garma to be with us. Your presence here is a powerful signal to the bush that you are prepared to go the distance with us, that you're not going to go back to Canberra and attend endless meetings with endless talks and run around in circles. Action is needed now. Don't leave Garma and put things on endless repeat. Don't be fooled into thinking your attendance here is enough. The YYF founders had a vision of two worlds coming together with respect and equality. This continues to be the vision of the Yothu Yindi Foundation, and it is aimed at a future that simply has to be better than the past. Enjoy this 25th anniversary event. Please, but stay focused and committed to the task at hand. Thank you very much.